if the patient has a normal anatomy and has a ventricular tachycardia consistent with right ventricular tachycardia, then nothing more need be done than the consideration of catheter ablation. This is very infrequently the situation. What we typically end up with is a patient who has had a myocardial infarction and who has either a dilated or ischemic cardiomyopathy. And it's this patient that poses the biggest dilemma for most clinical electrophysiologists